It's been a rough 2 weeks. I have been surrounded by heartache and death. To love what death can touch is an act of courage, a line from a Hebrew prayer I love, and so true. C.S. Lewis says, "The joy of today is the pain of tomorrow." 2 weeks ago, my niece died after a long and torturous struggle with cancer. She was 44 and left her husband and 4-year-old child and extended family. Her goal while alive was to create a bank of mother memories for her daughter, just enough time for the child to remember her. Since March, I had been attempting to reach a dear friend, a person who always responded to letters and phone calls. Since the lockdown, she had been silent. Recently, I called again, feeling something had to be afoot. When the phone rang and I saw her name, I was relieved. When I answered, her voice was strange. "What's up?" I asked. "You know the back trouble I had?" "Yes," I said. "It's ALS." A silence fell over us. In the shock, I had no words of comfort to offer, and silence seemed the better choice. "I am a quadriplegic." In a matter of 7 months, her life changed. Death and tragedy teach me about life. I see what's really important in the world. The American belief that it happens to someone else is false. We are all mortal, and each day, every moment is a gift. I know I will die, but you see, what really matters is how I choose to live in the time I have left. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.